What is up, guys? Welcome back to the Zach and Pat Show. I'm Zach.
I'm Pat.
This is the show about manhood, fatherhood, entrepreneurship, and the mentality it takes to be successful with those things. And we'll probably sprinkle in some helpful real estate advice, too, because that's what Pat and I do. You know, guys, life can be tough, go through some things, and struggle at times, but this is the show to let you know that you're not alone. So if you're someone out there going through any of these things, this is the show for you. Shout out to our friends at NeuroGum for keeping us energized and focused. NeuroGum is a chewing gum as well as mints. It's got caffeine, L-theanine, and vitamins B6 and 12. Helps with memory and focus. So, you know, I like to chew it whenever I'm driving around, showing houses, making calls to my clients, before a workout. Just anytime I feel like I need a little bit of a mental boost, I'll pop a piece of NeuroGum and it gets me to where I need to be. So get out there and try some NeuroGum.
Also, shout out to our people over at Captain Beard Co. If you are looking for all natural products that will help with beard care, body wash, shampoo, look no further than Captain Beard Co. They also have amazing smelling candles. Anything that you could think of for a man to make you smell good and your beards and hair on your body feel good, check out Captain Beard Co. Use our promo code Zach and Pat for 10% off.
Also, shout out to our friends at Hand Wraps. Hand wraps rolling papers. They've got awesome hemp rolling papers as well as rice rolling papers, and they're made locally here in St. Louis. My friend Justin Bricker runs the company, makes the highest quality rolling papers that he can. They all include the tips as well as the papers, and super high quality. They burn slow. Great product if you're a cannabis user and it's legal wherever you are. So get out there and try some hand wraps. Oh, man.
Alrighty.
What's up, dude?
What's going on? How are you?
I'm great. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's a beautiful day. It's the day after the election, and, you know, I think you and I are happy with, you know, the results, but there's definitely some people out there that are not. So that's going to be something that we're
going to have to navigate.
Have to navigate that. I know just going on social media right now is a fucking train wreck. You know, it's either people celebrating or people acting like the world's going to end because we just elected Hitler. But
I think that video that you shared was perfect.
That stoic one.
Yeah. Absolutely so perfect.
It's like, no matter what side of the
you
side
have
of the fence
your
you're
obligations
on,
to be a good person.
Yeah. And actually, I'm going to send that to Murph. Maybe you can kind of play it because it's like, I think a minute long video. Yeah. But it's like, man, it's Ryan Holiday, the guy who writes all the stoicism books and stuff. Just really, really good. Just a really good way to look at it, whether. No matter what side you're on, mm-hmm. I think we're going to be able to be okay. It's ultimately comes down to, what you and you as an individual do, that dictates your life. It right. doesn't, whoever's in office that doesn't, it's
doesn't
not,
change who I am as a person.
No, it doesn't change who you are, and ultimately like you're responsible for your own life.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who's in the office. You can't point fingers and blame whoever for your right. current situation, and it's 100% your life. So you need to do what you think you need to do, and it's whoever's in office is not gonna change that.
No.
So I think that's a perfect video. So we'll have Murph play it over here. But yeah, it's just been a crazy couple days. Everybody, just the animosity between this last week has been freaking nuts,
right.
Like the other night, just at my we're over at my my in-laws for my mother-in-law's birthday, and of course there's an argument that breaks out, and then my brother-in-laws are yelling at each other because one of them is voting for Trump, the other one's voting for Kamala. It's just like, dude, it was just a fucking
yeah.
I'm glad it's over, and should say it's not over because it's like right. just starting.
Yeah.
But I'm glad at least the decision's over. At least we know what's going to happen. But yeah, man, it's been a wild ride. I mean, that was that's one thing that I think we'll see in the next election is I think this hopefully was like the last election that mainstream media kind of has a big pull.
Right.
Because as we saw, look how many podcasts like Trump and JD went on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that definitely had a big factor.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we never really got to see. I know she went on Call Her Daddy, which I never did listen to that episode.
Yeah.
But just in this long form content like mm-hmm. you and I do, it's you really get to figure out someone. You
right.
You can really hear what they actually have to say, and they're not scripted talking points. You can really like get a sense for like how someone is as a person. And I think that that's the direction we're going, which I think is a great direction to be in, because it's ultimately like you can really find out who someone is and what they're really about. And it's not just a scripted talking point,
right,
you know, like a prepared speech. So that'll be really interesting to see, in 2028. That seems crazy.
That is. Yeah. 2028, next election.
Dude. And then after that, we're in the 2030s.
Bro. I know. It'll be interesting to see who starts positioning themselves within the Democratic Party to start being part of that, you know, process of the, you know, getting into the primaries and things like that. And then same for the Republicans.
Because they're going to have to do it again. Like, who knows? It might be JD. It might be someone else who emerges, you know.
Yeah, for
who
all
knows?
Those people that hate Trump, hey, these are the last 4 years you're going to have to deal with them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. today, guys, we wanted to do one of our classic 3-2-1 episodes. Pat and I really like these. We do it off of kind of go through James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. He puts out a newsletter every week, comes out on Thursday. So this is the one that came out last week. But really, really good stuff on here.
It really gets you to think.
Yeah. And it just always kind of creates a good discussion. So basically the census or the structure of this newsletter is 3 ideas from me, 2 quotes from others, and 1 question from you. So we'll go through each one of these, kind of chat about it, and just go from there.
All right. Well, you want me to get it started?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. Focus on what provides value to others, not what impresses others. Other people spend about as much time thinking about your lifestyle and accomplishments as you spend thinking about their lifestyle and accomplishments, which is to say, not much time at all. The things we do to impress others rarely impress them for longer than 5 minutes, but the things we do to provide value for others can last a lifetime. In the long run, one of the most impressive things you can do is provide exceptional value. I think you and I mean, this is our business, how we structure the way we do our business to a T. You know, I don't feel like I'm an impressive person. Like, I'm not going to sit here and try to impress. Like, I don't know. That's how I feel. But I feel like I know, especially when it comes to mortgages and baseball and things like that, like the things that I'm knowledgeable in, those are the things, like, that's where I put a lot of my focus. And so, you know, and that's what we want with this podcast, is to provide value. We're not here to impress anybody, but if I can sit here and have a conversation, I feel, and talk to somebody, and they've left that meeting or consultation or listening to this podcast or coaching, and I've given them value, that's going to carry with them way longer than what my baseball resume might have been or how many deals I've closed. Like, that's not impressive.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's not long lasting, but you can teach somebody. I mean, what's the saying? Teach a man to fish and he'll feed himself forever.
Yeah. It's like, what is it? Teach a man to fish, he eats for a lifetime,
right,
or whatever it is. Yeah.
Yeah. So you impress him by giving him the fish, but you're going to be lasting forever with him because you just taught him to fish.
Right.
So, you know, that's just kind of how I think about it. I think if we have more people doing that, I think our world would be a better place for sure.
Yeah. And I think that's something that, you know, you and I do very well, is if, you know, if it is something, there's still, you and I probably, you come across it, I come across it, we come across things almost every day, mm-hmm, that I've not experienced before, I've not heard of before. And like, I've been very okay with this from the very beginning of my career, even when I was like, really didn't know what I was doing, is, you know, if you don't know how to do something, I'm not going to just spit off some answer just because I want to impress you and make you think that I know everything, when I most certainly don't. I definitely do not know everything. And this is a saying I've adopted, or that I've always said ever since I've been in this business, is that, you know, if I don't know something, if somebody asks me something, I say, you know, man, actually, I don't really know, but I will figure it out and I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. That's like a line that I use all the time. I'm not sure. Let me look into that and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. I'll figure it out for you.
And I feel like that is more impressive for me. If someone told me that and then they got back to me with the reason, like, that's more impressive than them just having the answer right then and there.
Yeah.
Like, because, man, this guy really went out and went above and beyond and actually got the answers and learned something. And now he's passing that
on. Did some research.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't just spit off what he thinks he can remember.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I do that all the time. I mean, guidelines are constantly changing and always new programs and shit coming out. And it's just like, you know, I had somebody ask about a doctor loan. And I know the general gist of doctor's loans, but he asked a specific question. I'm like, man, that's a great question. I don't know, but let me look into it and I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
And that, you know, so.
This is something else I was thinking about the other day is like what some people will consider, they'll consider themselves expert in a certain field when I don't believe that that is something that they've attained.
Right.
You know, like I.
Because what does it take 10,000 hours or something like that?
I guess, you know, but it's like, man, like, you know, I was thinking about it in terms of jujitsu, mm-hmm. you know, because I can fucking always bring it back to that. Right. But, you know, I was like, man, sure. Do I know more about jujitsu than the average person, than like a person off the street who's never trained before? Sure. Yeah. I know more than them, but like, I still wouldn't consider myself an expert in jujitsu, but right. I'm probably, you know, I'm better at it than the significant portion of the population for sure that doesn't train. So yeah. I was like, I definitely don't consider myself an expert. Right. And I kind of think of the same thing in, you know, in real estate, I'm, you know, I would say the bar for getting really good at that is a little bit easier than jujitsu.
No, for sure.
You know, physically and emotionally.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not emotionally, but physically for sure. Mm-hmm. But like, yeah, I mean, sure, I guess I could consider myself like an expert in real estate, but like even that, it's like even saying that I'm like, ooh, am I really?
Right.
You know, like, same. I don't know. Like, maybe like, yeah, sure. I've sold, you know, like close to 200 houses in the last 5 years, but like, yeah, does that make me an expert? I don't know. Yeah, maybe like, I've sold more houses than most people, but like, does that make me an expert? And do I act like I know everything? Cause I know there's people out there that probably have, you know, similar credentials to me that, or even less that would say like, oh, you know, I'm the guy, you know, it's like, dude.
Well, I mean, that's the thing too, is like, I've been told always fall in the top 1% of producers country. But I'm like, I don't feel like that doesn't make me an expert. I don't think sure. I've done a lot, but at the same time, like I look at some of these people, that are doing so much business and I'm just like, that's an expert. Like that's, you know, they've gotten to that point where they've I'm good. I feel like I've got good expertise in an aspect of mortgage lending.
Yeah.
But to say I'm an expert in mortgage lending means I would have to have the whole process and everything involved encompassed. And that's not it. And nor do I want to.
Right.
You know, so I don't think I'm ever real. And I don't ever want to say I'm an expert in anything. Cause then at that point, like, does that mean I'm going to stop learning or stop growing from there? Like, I don't want that either. And I just think people can get a big head by saying they're an expert or saying like they label themselves an expert. That just tells me that, you know what, they've given up on trying to learn and go further with their career. Yeah. So that's just how I look at it.
Yeah, it's a great way to look at it, I think. All right, let's go to our next one. Anger is like an oven, heat without light. Forgiveness is like a moon, light without heat. That's good.
Yeah.
It
doesn't take much to be angry.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't, you know, it's easy. It's, how do I want to put this? It's honestly, I can't even. Forgiveness is the moon.
Light without
heat. So, I mean, I guess.
Well, it's like you can forgive someone without.
I know. This is tough. This is a tough one.
Yeah.
We should have read these before.
Yeah, I know. We should have. Fuck.
We're like that. Like what we talked about last time.
Today. Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah. Good one. We're going to leave that up to you guys.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that. All right, number three.
If you look for evidence that people are conspiring to hold you back and the world is working against you, then it will take you no time at all to find precisely that. If you expect to encounter helpful people and experience a world that is working with you, then you find plenty of evidence to support that view as well. The raw material for a sweet life or a bitter life is always there. The story you emphasize is the one you notice. I mean, that goes back to everything that we've talked about, like visualizing the life that you want and just like seeing it. Like, hey, this is what I'm like, vision boards. Like, this is the things that were that, I mean, what do they call it? Your reticular activator in your brain.
Yeah, reticular activator.
Yeah. So like, you know, it always comes back to like buying a car. Like, you know, I'm thinking about buying this car. And the next thing you know, you're seeing that car everywhere you go because that's what's on your mind. Where if you're thinking negative thoughts, your negative thoughts are going to continue to go. Positive thoughts, they're going to continue to go. You know, it's just you, whatever you feed is going to grow.
Yeah. I mean, whatever you think about, obsess about, will eventually, you'll become that. And, you know, I think about times that, you know, like 5-6 years ago, or really like in 2018 when I was late 2018, early 2019, when I was basically just driving a truck around for that electric company when I worked there for 8 months. And I just dreamed of kind of having a life that I have now. Mm-hmm. And thinking about, you know, okay, I want to make this much, you know, I want to make this much money. I want to have this. I want to have rental properties. I want to have all these things. Cause I, you know, at the time when I was doing that, all I was doing is driving around, listening to podcasts. Mm-hmm. I was just listening to like these success, you know, motivation, a lot of Rogan, a lot of all these, you know, Andy Frisella, all these guys that, you know, they're talking about business and success. And I'm just like, I obsessed about that. And, you know, I did make a vision board, and, you know, a few of the things on the vision board I've kind of already attained. And, but I think the vision board thing, I need to update it because I haven't updated it in several years, but
it grows with you.
Yeah. It's something that changes over time. But, you know, I think I'm such a true believer in that, you know, the law of attraction, and whatever you think about, obsess about, you know, you'll eventually become that. It just takes time. You know, it's not something that's going to happen overnight, and you need to be very consistent with it. Just like everything, just like the gym, just like your business, whatever it is, you know, consistency is everything. And if you're, you know, if I just think, you know, in regards to this, if you just think about it one day, it's not gonna, you know, or one time, or, you know, maybe once a month, I think about that dream that I, you know, you got to think about it all the time, and you got to always be working on it and journal about it and think about it and talk about it and put it out loud, or say it out loud, and even put it out on social media. You know, like those are options to like really throw it out into the universe. Cause, you know, things like that will hold it accountable. You know, mm-hmm. find a person, find a coach, find somebody that can really hold you accountable for your goals. If it's something you truly want, you know, I think that's something that having a coach with my real estate business, like that's been huge for me to hold me accountable to those goals. He's like, hey man, you told me at the beginning of the year, you want to sell 50 fucking houses. You know, you're not there. You need to pick it up. We're halfway through the year. You've mm-hmm. only sold 14. Mm-hmm. You know, you should have sold 25 right now if you wanted to sell 50. You know, so like holding you accountable to those things, I think, is so important. So, yeah, it's a good one. I like that.
Absolutely. All right. Two quotes from others. Poet and novelist Ben Okri on the power of the mind. Beware the stories you read or tell. Subtly at night, beneath the waters of consciousness, they are altering your world, which kind of ties into what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Literally, like what you tell yourself is where your mind's going to go.
Yeah. That's exactly what you're just saying. So, yeah, you just got to obsess about it. You got to constantly be thinking about it. You got to, if you have a significant other, you need to share those dreams and those aspirations with them. Like that's, you know, Gina's known from, really since early in our relationship, like kind of what the life that I wanted to build. Mm-hmm. And we're nowhere near to the end of that, you know, but I've got, you know, we're up a couple steps than where we were from when we started. And, you know, good things take time. You just gotta not get frustrated. You're going to come across hurdles. You just figure out how to get over, get under them. And, yeah. Dutch watchmaker and writer Corey ten Boom on worry. Worry does not empty tomorrow of its sorrow. It empties today of its strength. That's good for those people out there that are, you know, struggling with anxiety and there was a Chris Williamson quote that I really like for this is, you know, action is the antidote to anxiety. And, you know, I think that there's definitely some validity in that. You know, worrying about today, you know, worrying about whatever you have to do right now is not gonna solve anything. And the only thing, you know, if you just sit there and think about it and worry about it, it's only gonna make those feelings multiply.
And breeding what you think about.
Yeah. And, you know, just getting out there and making positive steps to remedy whatever you're worried about. I know that's easier said than done a lot of times. And there's things that, you know, you have no control over that you may be worried about. Mm-hmm. Like say you have a loved one that's really sick or gets cancer or is one of these things that like you worrying about that is, you know, that's not going to,
it's going to take away from the joy that you do and the time that you may have left with that person.
Yes. And, so I just, just whatever you're worried about, whatever's really bothering you.
That's the thing is you can't control the future anyway. You don't know what's going to happen, you know? So you know, what's why worry about it? Right. You know, why?
It's not going to change
it. It's not going to change it. The only thing that's going to change is action and you doing something. And so, you know, it's easier said than done, not to worry, but you know, try your best to just reframe the way you think, or the way if you feel you're starting to worry about something, reframe the way you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
All right.
Last one.
Question for you. Think about someone who has the results you want or lifestyle you admire. It's easy to want the results. What are the costs and trade-offs of their lifestyle that you may be overlooking?
I love this.
Yeah.
So, you know, you think about guys like Michael Jordan and like Tiger Woods and all these guys that are like the expert in their field. You know, when you think greatest basketball player of all time, you think Michael Jordan, or
right.
Maybe some people think LeBron or Kobe, or you think, you know, best golfer of all time, you're probably Tiger's up there. But you look at that life that Tiger grew up with.
Right.
Have you ever heard like the story on how he grew up?
Oh,
You know, started playing golf when he was 2 years old. And, you know, his dad would like get out there and he would torment him. And you know, him and his dad basically had like a safe word, like they would, like you would during rough sex. And like that, you know, if he was ever being too hard on him, all he had to do was say the word. They said the E word. Anytime you could say the E word, you know, I'll stop. And you know what that E word was?
Mm. Oh, really?
Never said it. And you think about the life and all the things that he had to do. It's you can't just pick one little. You know, I want to just be the great golfer. You got to know it's not a shirt you put on. It's a fucking onesie. You got to have the whole thing.
Right.
And you have to have all the experiences that he's had, that the countless hours of dedication out, you know, swinging the club or, you know, driving the ball or doing whatever it is, you know, it's not just a one-time thing.
Well, or just go back and read the books by Tim Grover, Relentless and Winning. I mean, one's about Jordan, one's about Kobe. I mean, and then just watch documentaries on these people. They literally sacrificed everything.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, there's a story with Team USA, with Kobe, where they just got done practicing, they won a game, and all this stuff, and the guys were getting ready to go out and celebrate, and it was like 3 a.m., and Kobe's in the gym working out and training before they go and practice and train later in the day. Like, that's what it takes. Like, it's the relentless dedication.
Job's not done.
No. Yeah, it's relentless. You know, you have to have it in your mind, but that's the thing, too, is like, talking about the sacrifices to that. If you want something so bad, you can't be in the book, it's great, and Relentless and Winning, they say, you can't be the best at everything. You can only be the best at one thing, because if you're wanting to be the best at everything, you're going to be sacrificing, like, you can't be the best basketball player and be the best husband, because you're having to sacrifice everything to be the best basketball player. So you're going to miss things with your kids, you're going to miss time with your wife, you're going to miss all these things. So there's that sacrifice. You know, that's the part of that lifestyle that people don't realize is, you know, time away and hours of time that you're putting towards this, that you're giving up away from these other things like family. I mean, that was one of my biggest things too, with the kids, was like, I feel like I missed, because even like when they were born, was only a few years into this business and I was still like grow. And so I'm sacrificing time with Melissa and the boys so I could grow this business. And now that focus has kind of shifted. Like, I still want to grow my business. And it was always like, I remember somebody like, what are you looking for? I was like, I want to be the best mortgage lender in St. Louis. Like, that's what I want. And then I had the kids and like, I was still on that, still had my mindset on that. And then the divorce happened. And I'm like, no, I want to be the best father for my kids. So now that's what my focus is. How do I be the best father? Which means on the time, because the limited time that I do have, I'm like, hey, they're getting my attention. They're in school during the day. And then I pick them up and I get a little bit of time in with them at night. So I'm going to make the most of that time.
Yeah.
And that's playing, going outside, playing sports, just cuddling up on the couch and watching a TV show that they want to watch. Just me in the middle and they're laying on me. Like, just anything with just no distraction. But now that's going to be a sacrifice to my business.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, those days that I have my kids, like, luckily I've gotten really good at being able to structure my schedule and set appointments around those times that I have them. But ultimately there's always going to be a give and take on what it is that you, what you're wanting and wanting to be the best at. Everything else is going to have to take a back seat if you really, truly want that. And, you know, like I said, I think if you really want to get an idea of what that looks like, read Relentless or Winning by Tim Grover.
Incredible books. So. All right, guys. Well, we're kind of running short on time today, so we had we're gonna cut it short here a little bit. But I appreciate you guys tuning in, and you know, subscribe to James Clear's newsletter. And
yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. You know, we read it. We usually do an episode on this once per month at least. So, you know, it's always really good. I read it every week. But yeah, so get out there and check that out. Also, for anybody out there that reads the book club with us, we are reading the Four Agreements this month. Mm-hmm. So. Be on the lookout for the episode that we do on that in a couple weeks. So, hope you guys have a great day, and you know, make sure
to smash that like and follow.
Yeah, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, comment what you guys thought below, and we will see you next time.